Part 2. Questions 9 to 20. In this part, you will hear three conversations. There are four questions for each conversation. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D. You will hear the conversations only once. Questions 9 to 12.
You will hear a radio interview with a man called Harry Park, who is talking about the adventure travel company he runs.
Harry Park, you run a travel company which organises adventure holidays in some difficult places. How did you first become interested in adventure travel?
Well, my father worked in an insurance company once he had a family, but before that he'd spent several years travelling the world and he never stopped telling us about it. Mm-hmm. His stories were much more exciting than the books I read and they made me want to travel and have adventures of my own.
And what made you decide to start an adventure travel company?
Well, when I was in my 20s, I travelled a lot in different countries. I went exploring and climbing in mountains and deserts. I wanted to show other people how wonderful these things were. The business has been very successful, but when I started it, I didn't know if I'd make any money.
Mm. Your company's called Far and Wide. Mm. How did you choose the name?
Well, I just called it Park Travel at first, but everyone thought that was terribly boring. My wife kept suggesting different things, but in the end it was a customer who gave me the idea. Far and Wide is also the title of a book that a friend wrote, so it reminds me of him too.
Oh, great. The places you visit are usually very unspoiled, Harry. Mm. Some people think it's not a good idea to take tourists there. What would you say to them?
Well, most of the places we visit have no inhabitants, so we aren't going to spoil people's way of life or bring in things like television and fridges. And I make sure that we always take care of the environment. We are careful not to cause pollution, so we take all our rubbish away.
Hmm. Some of the things you do are also dangerous. Do you enjoy danger?
Well, it's not a question of enjoying it, it's just that you can't do what I do without thinking about the possible dangers. I'm never frightened, though. If I'm taking a group up a mountain or something like that, I just concentrate on what I have to do and get on with it.
You've been to some fascinating places, Harry. Mm.
Questions 13 to 16.
You will hear a conversation about the human body.
Hey, I'm reading this really interesting article about the human body.
Yeah? Well, we know all about that from biology lessons.
No, we didn't learn much at all at school. They're discovering loads more things all the time. Really amazing things. Did you know that only about 1/10 of the cells in your body are really you? The rest are bacteria.
What? I'm not really me.
No, of course you are you, but you also have millions or trillions of bacteria in you.
Eh?
No, they're mostly really helpful. Someone did an experiment to see if animals can live without bacteria, and he found that a lot of them died or had to have a special diet. Animals need bacteria to digest food, you see, so we're better off with bacteria.
Unless the bacteria are bad.
Unless they are bad, but they're nearly all good. Oh, yeah. And going back to cells, do you know how many cells you have in your body?
Quite a lot, I'd say. A good few.
Yeah, but how many?
I don't know. I'm not mathematical.
7 octillion. That's 7 plus 27 noughts.
I knew it was a lot.
OK, that's an amazingly huge number, almost impossible to imagine. But the really weird thing is that most of the atoms are empty space, just air or nothingness. And if you took out the empty space, you could fit your body inside a tiny cube which measures 1/500th of a centimetre on either side. That's a box measuring 0.002 of a centimetre on each side. You'd be much too small to see.
I can imagine that. It sounds like something that would happen in a really bad Hollywood movie. You know, a mad scientist goes, I'm going to extract all the air from your body. Okay, enough facts for one day.
Don't go. One last thing. Did you know...
No.
Did you know that you probably have mites in your eyelashes?
Mites? In my eyelashes?
Uh-huh.
What are mites exactly anyway?
Yeah, they're very small creatures, like insects, only not insects. They're about 1/3 of a millimetre long, so you can't really see them. These particular mites live in eyelashes and eyebrows.
But in mine?
Well, maybe not. Only about 50% of people have them, and more older people, so you might not have any. Anyway, they're completely harmless. They just eat dead skin.
Yeah, right, harmless. I really would have preferred not to know that.
Sorry.
I mean, really?
Questions 17 to 20.
You will listen to a conversation plans for the weekend.
So, have you got any plans for the weekend?
Yeah. Me and my mates are going to this activity centre in the mountains.
Oh, yeah?
You can do all kinds of things. It's a new centre. It sounds great. We're going to go dirt boarding.
What's that?
It's like skateboarding or snowboarding. You have a board or deck to stand on and wheels. They're pretty strong because you go down rough mountain tracks on them. Steep, rough mountain tracks.
Ooh, sounds a bit risky. Have you done it before?
No, but I've done similar things. Anyway, we're also going to go canyoning. Before you ask, that's when you jump and swim down a river canyon. You have to use ropes and special equipment. And maybe we'll go whitewater rafting too.
Phew! It sounds far too difficult to me.
They have lots of things that you could do too. Like zip wiring, you know, when you go along a wire through the trees or down a mountain.
Go down a mountain? On a wire?
It's really easy and exciting too. You just have to hold on and enjoy the ride. Or there's bungee jumping.
Jump off a bridge on a long elastic band? Me? You've got to be joking. Anyway, I'm going away this weekend too. Thank you for asking.
I was going to ask. So where are you going?
Paris! I'm so excited!
Paris, wow!
Yeah, It'll be brilliant. We're going to do all the sights, like go up the Eiffel Tower and take a boat along the River Seine and see the old parts of the city. It looks so beautiful in the photos. And then there are all the art galleries. You know how much I like art. I can't wait to go round the Louvre and see all those famous paintings.
I think the famous Impressionist paintings are somewhere else.
Yeah, I know. They're in the Musée d'Orsay. We're going there too. And then I want to go to the Rodin Museum and see that famous statue. You know, the thinker?
Mm.
And of course, if we're in Paris, we'll just have to go shopping. Or look at the shops, at least. And then there's the restaurants. Just think, French food.
You've got a lot planned for one weekend.
Oh, we're going for 4 days, actually.
Oh, 4 days. Very nice. And who are you going with?
Oh, just a friend.
That is the end of part 2.